The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Ireland's economic model is in urgent need of reform to sustain our high living standards. That's according to a new report from my next guest, University of Galway Professor Alan Ahern. Ireland has some of the highest productivity rates in the world, but this is being driven by foreign multinationals rather than domestic companies. And Alan is with me now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Now, we know the US ambassador, as has been reported in the last few days, has been warning the government here that the tap of US investment is being turned down at the very least. And your research says that we really are economically vulnerable, Alan, if that happens.
Well, we are, because we have relied on productivity growth driven by US multinationals coming to this country and setting up operations here for the last few decades. And that's been great. They have driven productivity in this country, and therefore they have driven the higher living standards. And our living standards have increased enormously over the last few decades. The issue we've got to think about, though, is will foreign direct investment from the US continue to flow into this country in the same volumes over the next few decades as it has over the past few? And given the way the world has changed, as Mark Carney, the Canadian Prime Minister, said, there's been a rupture, not a transition. The old order is not coming back. It's a very different global landscape, and those sort of capital flows are unlikely to be as large. That doesn't mean we're still a very attractive place for US foreign direct investment. And, and these firms, they'll continue to come here, and they'll continue to expand here. They do really well here, and that's great, and we should continue to attract them. Mm-hmm. But probably not in the same volume, and therefore we need to think about how we can generate and create our own high growth firms.
And do you agree? Sorry to cut across you there, but do you agree with Mark Carney's assessment that the old world order is over? Because there are others who think, well, this is just the Trump blimp. He's already halfway through. Another 2 years, and things will change back again.
That doesn't seem to be the reflect sort of attitude amongst the US population, though. I mean, Trump was elected president, and I think that tells you something about the way that citizens in the US view the world. So I think I think he's probably right. And the thing is, do we want to take a risk? I mean, are we going to put all our eggs in one basket and rely on a change in policy in the US? I don't think so. I think we rely on essentially on one engine of economic growth, and that is multinational corporations. That engine isn't going to fall off the plane. It's not going to stall, but it, I think, will slow. And therefore, we need a second engine. And that second engine is trying to nurture our own high growth firms and develop our own businesses. To an extent that we haven't. It's not that we don't have any world-class domestic firms. We do. We just need more of them.
Yeah. And it has been commented this morning on foot of this report that the work was funded by the Collison brothers, who own the huge multinational Stripe. Do you think that there is an irony there? I mean, they want all of the benefits, companies like that, bestowed upon them by Ireland as a multinational. But then they say that Ireland is at risk by focusing on them economically.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise that the Collison brothers would be interested in this topic. I mean, this is a piece of research about technological progress. Well, that's their day job. This is a piece of research about scientific progress, and that's their passion. And this is a report about ultimately about our future economic prosperity, future living standards. And it's not surprising that the Collison brothers are interested in that, given where they come from. So I don't think there's any surprises there that they are interested in this research. So, and it is critically important.
Yeah. So you're saying you can do both as the owners of a multinational and people who are concerned about Ireland's future. You can have an interest in both paths.
Of course, because I mean, it's not that we can abandon the multinational companies here, that we don't need multinational companies for foreign direct investment. They have driven our growth and our prosperity, and they will remain extremely important to that. They will, as I said, they will be an engine of growth. We just need another engine of growth mm-hmm. because we're probably not going to get as much out of them over the next few decades as we have, and therefore we just need to be starting our own businesses and scaling our own businesses. Who'll operate at the frontier, world-class businesses.
Yeah, do we know how to do that, though? It sounds to me like, you know, turning a tanker around, trying to get this off the ground, because we don't really know how to do it, do we?
It's difficult. What we need is a system or conditions that will nurture new firms that then scale up quickly. And you know, I believe in evidence-based policies, so we need to think about policies based on the evidence. And what the evidence will tell you is that we need a world-class system or ecosystem that can nurture these firms. And what the evidence would tell you is critical to that is talent and skill. It's all about people. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want a world-class football team, you need world-class football players and coaches and managers. And so that's what we need. We need the brightest and the best, and we need to attract the brightest and the best to this country yeah. so that they will open up, they will start new businesses, and those businesses will scale and grow quickly. And that'll be the basis of our future prosperity.
But back when all of this started, multinational investment in Ireland, we kind of stole a march, didn't we, on our nearest neighbours with our tax rate, with the sort of the red carpet welcome that we put on for these companies, and we became very good at it. Ursula von der Leyen yesterday saying, we're going to speed things up in Europe, you're going to be able to open a company in a couple of hours, it'll cost you €100. You know, I just wonder, what do we have now to be able to push our own agenda that the others don't? Where's our edge?
Well, you're right. You're right to point to sort of what policy levers do we have? What can we do? We have used tax policy in the past, and you alluded to it there, the low rate of corporation tax, and that worked like a treat for us because it was a central part of the attractiveness that brought lots of FDI here in the 70s and 80s and in the last few decades. So there may be something on the tax front that we can look at. The report is not particularly prescriptive on that, but that is a potential policy lever. I do note that other countries are themselves beginning to use tax in order to try to compete aggressively in the global war for talent. Portugal, for example, last year introduced a new regime to bring superstars to Portugal in areas of scientific research and business development, other countries are being ambitious here. What we don't have is, unlike say big countries like Germany and France initially, we don't have very deep pockets that we can throw huge subsidies at this issue. So I think we're going to have to box clever. We're going to have to think about what policy levers are available to us and how we can use them.
Okay.
And that's good.
But we've got to make it more attractive for people to start their businesses here, to grow them here, and to keep them here. I mean, we're going to have to change the legislation around ownership of business, perhaps around inheritance. I mean, these are all things that need to be looked at. Do you agree?
Again, the report doesn't go into that sort of detail, but you're right. We need to look at everything, and we need to look at it urgently. We want Ireland to be the Silicon Valley of Europe, and can we do that? Of course, we can do it. But we just need to we need to take action. We need to find the policies that will help us do that, and we just need to get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to, we need more of these companies. As I said, we do have, you know, in Galway, there's indigenous medtech companies that are world beaters, and they are pushing the frontier of technology. We need those sort of businesses in other sectors, and we need a lot more of them.
So what you clearly say in the report, though, that there is not an option to do nothing here. We cannot watch the corporation tax flow into the country's accounts as we have done in the past, and not act on the next chapter here for this country.
That's exactly right. I mean, you could say, well, look, we have relied on foreign direct investment and it's worked for us. And that's certainly true in the past. But it's just a very different world. And to me, that could be a grave policy mistake to say that, look, we don't really need high productivity in our domestic sector. After all, we have exceptionally high productivity in our multinational sector, and that'll be good enough for us over the next few decades. That could turn out to be a terrible policy decision. So I think we need both. We need the multinationals, but we need to do a lot more on the domestic businesses in terms of improving their productivity, getting more of them, having more of them grow, and that I think that would be critical for the prosperity of over the next few decades, the living standards of our children and their children's children in the next few decades.
Do you think the government is hearing the message?
I think that, you know, the political system knows this. It's in various reports. The latest white paper on enterprise talks about productivity in the domestic sector being stagnant or falling. So the problem is recognized. The issue is, when are we going to do something about it? And we've sort of got away with it over the last few decades because the multinationals have driven productivity. We usually think about them as boosting our corporation tax, but much more important, what they do is they boost our productivity, because it's productivity that drives living standards and will drive living standards in the future. Mm-hmm. And we've got away with having a domestic sector that doesn't have high productivity and competitiveness, but on average. But I don't think we're going to get away with it in the next few decades because, as Mark Carney said, the world has changed. The old order is not coming back.
Alan, thank you for joining us on the programme. That's Professor Alan Ahern.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.